guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw a grain market that we started off softer, managed to see soybeans and even part of the corn market come back here today.
You know, we did, and we battled our way back. We made new fresh lows for the year, and that's 2025. We went down, took out the March 4th tariff fears low. For example, on July corn, 451 and a quarter was the low. We go to 450 and a half. Had a good close down there, closed stronger here to end the week. So a big test. I think it's a lot of evening up, balancing ahead of the all-important acres and stocks report. Wheat market did make a new low for the move here in contract lows. In the soybean market, technically trying to battle back along with oil. So we'll see what the acres stocks report says at 11 o'clock on Monday Central Time.
Which is the most important number to watch for?
You know, I think the important number, I think, is to see how much is dialed into this market. You know, I think the whisper is that this corn acres could be up 4, maybe even 5 million acres. You know, we'll see. The old record was in 2012 at 96.4 million. So I think the fear is that the corn acres could be bigger, how much is dialed in, that the stocks and all positions report could be a little bit negative. But then more bullish on the soybeans, big drop in acres, whisper there is down 4 to 5 million. That'd take your balance table down 320 million next year. So we'll see. I think right away after that, we're going to be focused on the weather. You know, as weather gets very important very quick, not only here, but in Brazil.
Yeah, for sure. Livestock site, what's going on there?
Well, the cattle market, you know, big week. Last Friday, we had a key reversal on fats and feeders across the board. That's a sign of a major top, major intermediate top. So the week we spent trying to battle back, challenge that on Friday, failed. So we'll see if that means that we put the top in. Probably up to the demand going forward. Box beef slid the end of the week on the choice and select tried to gain. So we'll see if this is the top or not. Big call there. The hog and pig report, basically it was a neutral report. Trade wanted to view it as a little bit positive from the numbers, but the number positiveness was really on the revisions, not only in the December report, but revised the September report. So hog market struggled on as it tried to challenge $100. So I think both of these meats, it's all about the demand. We know the seasonals are positive for meat demand, so we'll see if that comes true.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.